Hello, everyone. On September the 14th, I am so excited to think that a week from today, I will be in Corpus Christi with our new group of blessing givers. We will be not quite there yet. We'll be getting ready to offer our first blessing to the world, which will be at 5:30. So I will be sending out a notice this week to everyone for the change of time in your time zone. For example, people in the Eastern time zone, it will be 6:30. For people in the Mountain zone, it will be 4:30. And Pacific people will be 3:30. So it'll be the same as always. We will have a conference call later to open the call and pull everybody together and welcome everyone and then turn it over to me where I will be with our new blessing givers. And this time, God willing, weather permitting, we will be standing on the beach in the water offering our Christ's blessing to the world. It will be the first blessing culmination that we've ever been able to do on the beach in the water. And it also will be the equinox, the day when the planet is in perfect balance, and so these blessings will not be favored to the north or the southern hemisphere. They will be flowing with the equal balanced electromagnetic energy from north to south. A perfect time to be offering a perfect blessing, and I'm so excited to think about that. And of course, we're wrapping up our enrollments today, and tomorrow is the beginning of the actual preparation and getting ready to move into our room. So happy travels to those of you who are coming, and we will all be holding the rest of you in our hearts with our blessings, because it's you that we come to this blessing for. It's all of you and the whole world, that we may reach you more closely, even though the energy of Christ is omnidirectional, omnipositioned. That means positioned everywhere in all directions. Even though the trouble with us humans is that we get distracted. We focus in upon these local energies that surround us, whether it's the energy of the city we live in, the family we love or have challenges with, the work that demands our attention, or even the vacations we're looking forward to. We're very, very immersed in the local and specific earth energies that capture our attention. And so we literally don't listen for these special transmissions of energy from God, the Holy Spirit, and Christ. It helps. It certainly helps if we go into prayer or meditation. Unfortunately, for those who are not really trained and practiced in this, the typical way we pray or meditate is we bring our problems into the prayer or into the meditation, hoping to cure all those problems with the prayer or the meditation. Not realizing that we already all have the answers, if we could only ignite the flame of God within us. And the way to do that is to just momentarily disengage from the problems, the struggles, the anxieties, the fears, the guilt, the recrimination, the hesitance, whatever it is, or the external pleasure even, whatever it is capturing our attention, to let go of it, to release. Just to release for a moment and allow the presence of God within to connect with the presence of God, the Creator, the presence of the Holy Spirit within, which actually created every cell of our body and is constantly re-energizing the mitochondria of our cells, constantly, without the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell the blessing givers who are coming to the seminar a very special scientific confirmation of this. It has to do with the mitochondria. Inside the cell of every body, every single cell, we're talking billions, within every single cell is the tiniest, tiniest little wormhole. Now, what do we mean by a wormhole? Well, we've all seen them dramatized on movies like Star Trek, and we've heard Carl Sagan talk about them in scientific, reports of the universe, and we hear them from the great scientists of our age, and we think of them as scary things that function like giant vacuum cleaners that suck everything into them and everything around them. Actually, that's been a completely redefined definition, because it's been discovered that there's a wormhole at the center of our universe. There's a wormhole at the center of every galaxy. That leads us to believe that that close to the sun, and perhaps in its own orbit, is a wormhole in our solar system. There certainly is in every cell of our body. So what do these little wormholes do? Well, what they do is they connect the quantifiable field of creation, which is all the solid matter, all the measurable energy, with new supplies from the quantum field. It's like a tiny, tiny little window, or doorway, if you will, that allows, recycling, let's say, of dead matter, things that are no longer useful, back into the quantum field where they can be re-energized, and the transmission of more vitality from the quantum field. Now we know that these are in every cell of our body. They've been exposed through electromicroscopes. And there's a little spark of light by each one. And that spark of light, wouldn't you know it, is in the shape of a cross. I've got pictures to show our coming blessing givers for that and how it works. But that's just a little hint of the miracle at work in Christ's blessing. You see, we don't notice these things. These things are way beyond our attention span, our attention level, even beyond our interest level, which is why I didn't take more than a minute to describe it to you. I don't want to lose your attention, although hopefully I've sparked some curiosity. We are always connected to the infinite universe, but we think our answers have to come from the manifest universe. And this is really the only objection I ever, and I try to limit my objections, because I've noticed that anything we object to or judge captures our attention. But with a kind of unconditional, unjudgmental state of mind, I have considerations about overindulging in the practice of manifesting, because we focus upon manifesting from within the manifest universe. In other words, I need more of such and such. And we focus upon the scarcity and the plenitude that exists elsewhere, hoping to transpose that extra plenitude from elsewhere into our circle of, our basket of receiving, shall we say. In other words, let's say there's plenty of food on the planet, and of course there is, but our basket is empty. So we focus upon all the remaining food, hoping that we will get some put in our basket. Well, actually, that's not the way it works. The fact is, you have the ability to manifest everything you need, literally, from thin air. And Yeshua demonstrated that in every one of his miracles, including the multiplication of the fishes, the turning of water into wine, putting mud on the eyes of the blind and restoring the sight. This didn't come from somewhere else, some translocation within the manifest physical universe. Now, surely, most of our productive life is focused upon the law of supply and demand, and how can we produce something that others would want sufficiently to pay us for it and consume it and put the money in the bank that we need from which we will purchase our food. And that's a very, very legitimate approach. It's a healthy approach to acquiring what we need. In fact, Yeshua taught people constantly the laws of cause and effect. As you sow, so will you reap. You know, what your bread given on the water will come back to you as bread on your table. So yes, he taught that. But he also taught that there is a greater supply to which we address with faith, with a kind of quiet surrender, opening ourselves to receive as a little child. That little child does not go out to work. And yet, the parents give the child all the food they can afford, all the love they've got left for in the time of their day, all the care when they're sick. That little child doesn't have to go out and make a plan. The little child just loves. And through that love, parents provide for them. This brings us back to how do we really truly manifest. And the greatest power given to us is the power of love. This is my new favorite saying. Any gift of love changes the world. And it most certainly will change your life because it opens you to love being received. Any gift of love. It could be a smile, but not one of those fake, phony, how are you smiles. A smile that really has love behind it. One of those real beaming little smiles like, gee, you just warmed my heart to see you. A handshake. You don't have to give till it hurts. In fact, giving till it hurts isn't a good idea. That really reverses the idea of the pleasure of giving. Find ways to give that bring you pleasure. And faith is a wonderful way of manifesting. Because faith is not blind. Faith is trust in the good law of the universe. It is giving the goodness of your heart to the universe. It's kind of like building something that hasn't come to pass yet, but you know it will. For example, we've been building a chapel. Right now, our Sunday services consist of the blessing and an occasional wedding or baptism. But it will grow, and this little chapel will be the beginning of a bigger chapel. In other words, we know that in the goodness of our heart, the seed exists for everything that will come forth. So find something in yourself that is perfectly good, and know that that will become the template for every other good thing. It's just like when we pray for healing. Focus upon something about yourself that is still perfect. There will be something that is still perfect. Maybe you still grow perfect fingernails. Thank God that your body has remembered how to do that. Perhaps you still have perfect, gorgeous blue eyes. Thank God that in your eyes you see heaven and others see heaven in you. Start with that which is good, which you love, which you honor, which is a perfect template for touching on to that which you would like to see made more perfect. You know, the weeds in the garden cannot overtake the garden as long as the good plants are thriving. This is something that I learned many, many years ago when I was the owner and manager of a vineyard. I learned that once the soil and all of the elements of cultivation are prepared for the items that belong there, whether it's an organic garden with carrots, potatoes, onions, tomatoes, whatever, beets, broccoli, asparagus, all of the good things you like, when the soil is perfectly prepared for those, they actually will weed out most of the weeds, and all you have to do is just hand pluck the strays. And don't worry about anything else, because when the soil is symbiotic with that which is meant to grow in it, the rest is taken care of by the universe. So give yourself good soil that's right for you, in which to live, expand your roots, expand your dreams and your hopes. Find the right connections in your life. This is part of the good law, and that is that you were not brought into an empty, hostile environment. And if by some chance of fate you were brought into conditions that were not favorable for you, there was something there, I guarantee you. You could not have been born. And it's simply up to you to focus upon what was good, what is good. Make more of it. And that which is not good will simply fall away, drop away, blow away. It will lose its strength. And in the Christ blessing, what we do is we provide you with the energy to touch upon these perfect templates of your body, in your cells, in your heart, through your blood, in your thoughts, in the energetic aura around your body that sustains the electromagnetic field of your body, in the connections that you will draw to yourself in the coming days and weeks, and in the strength you get to follow through on all of your good ideas. So naturally, this will be different for each person. And what you will encounter as a result will be different for each person. For some of you, you will be brought into confrontation of things that need to be eliminated. For others, you will be brought immediately into connection with that which will provide you with the next step on your path. Listen to the synchronicities and the serendipity that happens to you in the next week, because you will be given clues to how this blessing is unfolding and how to follow the path that is being expanded for you. So be alert. Listen during the blessing, and then listen in the days and weeks after. And also, allow this to be reinforced. Remember, the blessing is free. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by joining us. At the same time, I do thank those who make a contribution, because it does support our work, and you are mightily honored and blessed in return for that support, because you allow those who haven't perhaps reached the level of realization and understanding to trust and to follow their faith and to receive. We all come to God's altar innocent as children, sometimes having nothing to give back other than our heart, and everyone is welcome. All faiths are welcome. There is no dogma that's being distributed or disseminated here, unless you consider my love of God to be that. That's it. Just the presence of and the love of Christ in our hearts, the knowledge that the Holy Spirit has created and sustains all of life, and God the Creator knows and honors your perfect template at all times. And we only separated by God, from God, through all the other identifications and configurations and structures of life that we created, which were not God's template for us. And he doesn't even judge us for that, because he knows we have to try. We have to have experience and accumulate experience. He just holds his love so that we don't get lost, and is always saying, welcome home, my child. So this is an opportunity to come back home, if only for a moment, and experience it, and see how it touches your life. You'll probably want to try it again and again, and hopefully returning to the perfect template of your life will become a lasting desire and blessing for you. And so I would like to honor a caller who's on the line. This is someone from area code 641, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June.
Hi, June.
How are you?
Oh, I'm excited and looking forward to seeing you next week.
Oh, well, let me tell you what I just did. I sat down here because I'm looking at, you know, your phone number to call into this. And there was another email that came in, and I feel so fascinated by it that I wanted to share it with you. And it says that tonight, this is September 15th after midnight, around 2:30 in the morning, there is going to be a planetary configuration that hasn't happened in about 1,000 years.
Really?
Yes, and all of the major planets are exalted or in their own signs, and the geometry of it, it forms two triangles, two golden trines, and according to this email, it says that when David beat Goliath, he carried a shield, and on it was the sign of two golden trines. Well, this is the Star of David, as we mm-hmm. know what David looks like. So this is the configuration in the sky this morning. And the email says that this is a very auspicious and special time to begin anything. Even though
oh, my goodness. Well, June, I will offer a blessing for the world at that time. Mm-hmm. And any blessing givers on the call, please join me. I'll send out an email to that.
Yeah, I could forward this email to you.
Please do. Please do. That would be great.
It was great.
And I'll form a group of us, and we will offer blessings to it.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, are you excited about coming next week?
Well, Glenda, I haven't made booked an appointment or anything. I just don't know how it's going to happen this week. So,
oh, you mean you may not be coming?
I don't think I am.
Oh, I had you down as enrolled. My goodness.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I personally made out your name card and your certificate last night.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Okay.
All
right. Well, it's clear you will be coming sometime. I'll just have to save everything.
Sooner or later, I'm going to be there. Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye, Glenda.
Well, that was interesting, and I obviously no need to repeat, but if she found this online, I'm sure anybody else can too, and it sounds like a wonderful configuration that we're already in, and it ties in exactly with what I was saying about our perfect template with God. If the planets are in the sign they represent, it seems as though they are in their perfect template with God. So this would be an auspicious time for reconnecting with ourselves as we truly are, as we know ourselves to be, and allowing the Holy Spirit, the Christ within our heart, and the love that we are to join in whatever we need, whether it's healing, a creative inspiration, a rejoining with someone, a repair of a relationship, a new path forward, or building a plan for the future. This could easily be the end of something you have always wanted to let go of for, and well, not always, because we were born perfect, but you may have wanted to release for years. Sounds like a good time to release, a good time to start a new beginning. And thanks to that telephone call, I kind of came to a premature culmination of what I was going to say, because she so perfectly expressed it. So I'll just take a couple of minutes to address to new blessing receivers that there's nothing you have to do other than to be seated during the blessing, relaxed, in a comfortable position, your feet on the floor, barefoot preferably, certainly not with any kind of shoe that is made out of a synthetic substance, because it does repel magnetic connection with the earth. And unless your faith or religious practice requires it, your head uncovered as well. We want to have the most perfect transmission of energy from the heavens through your body into the earth, and then on a return flow back from the earth through your body and back to heaven. It will happen a number of times, and each time it may pause and circulate as it nurtures your heart inside, because your heart is it's not only the giver of life for your body, but it is the holder of your love and your loving experience and the higher intelligence of your life. And so these energies will pause and circulate through your heart as they move back forward.
Yeah.
Or down. Time for a pause there. Okay. And as we begin the blessing, I would like you to just release all your attention from the world. Make sure the room that you're in is quiet and free from distractions, so that you may just allow your head to kind of drop naturally. Close your eyes. Be in a meditative state for just a moment, a few moments perhaps. And then I will begin my prayer to Yeshua, thanking him for this blessing on behalf of all of us and those who don't even know they will be receiving. For through you, he blesses others. Just know that. And our blessing givers, through them, many more are blessed. We thank him to start with. And then for 3 minutes, pray the prayers of your heart, however you see prayer to be. If you see prayer as silent connection with God, so be it. If you see prayer as the formation of words that help you to focus more clearly, so be it. If you need to ask forgiveness, do that. If you need to ask for particular things, do that. But don't worry if you don't ask for everything, for God knows what you need. What you really need is a connection with God. For through that, all things are given, restored, and renewed. So I would ask the blessing givers to join me, and around the world, as we stand together, we are prepared to offer the blessings of Christ. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your enduring eternal love that allows us to be more safely in the material world that's full of challenges and conflicts, but also to have one foot in an eternal world where our faith is made whole, where our hearts are renewed, and where our love is confirmed, where we can be both of the world and through you not in the world. We thank you for bringing this blessing for each person, each as they need it, each as it comes to them and through them. We thank you for being their connection to the divine world, the eternal world, and giving them strength and joy and hope to live more beautifully, more successfully in this one. We thank you for being with those who did not know they could receive a blessing. May they receive a blessing also through us. We thank you for being with the poor, the hungry, the children, the elderly, those entering this world right now at this moment being born, and those leaving the world right now or recently, that they may be welcome home into the loving arms of God. We ask all of this in the faith that unites us, in the heart of Christ that lives within us all. Amen. the energetic conveyance of your blessing is complete. Now, I want you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes and finish the assimilation and receiving of your blessing into all parts of your body, heart, soul, and being. Bye-bye from me. And know that you are loved and blessed. Hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.